A winning attitude of positive self-control leads to the action quality of positive self-discipline. Positive self-discipline is paying the price of winning, and the theme of positive self-discipline is practice, practice, practice. Winners practice positive self-discipline. Self-discipline puts your money where your mouth is. Self-discipline dares you to place a bet on yourself. And self-discipline begins where lip service ends. All of the other winning qualities in this program are absolutely worthless without positive self-discipline. Because you may be motivated by desire, you may feel you're in control, you may expect to go to the moon, you may even imagine yourself on the moon, but you'll never even visit a NASA exhibit without persistent self-discipline. It all seems so simple. You tell your little robot subconscious achievement mechanism that you want a new self-image, and zap, just like a thermostat, up we go. Well, there's a little more effort involved because you've been like you are for some time now. In fact, most of your life. And every day, your actions and reactions usually confirm and support your current self-image. You see, you constantly talk to yourself every minute you're awake at about 600 to 800 words a minute, maintaining and justifying who you are today. This has been going on for years. Your little robot has matured into a whole control room full of some very big habits. And habits are the key, because habits start out as offhanded remarks, sometimes magazine ads or friendly hints, experiments. And like flimsy cobwebs with very little substance, they begin to grow, layer upon layer, thought upon thought, fused with imagination and emotion, until they become like unbreakable steel cables to shackle or strengthen our lives. Habits are the attitudes which grow from cobwebs into cables that control your everyday life. The theme of positive self-discipline is make winning your habit. Positive self-discipline alone can make or break a habit. Self-discipline alone can affect a permanent change in your self-image and in you. Many people have defined self-discipline as doing without. But a better definition of self-discipline is doing within when you're doing without. Because self-discipline is no more than mental practice, the commitment to memory of those thoughts and emotions that will override current information stored in the subconscious memory bank. And through relentless repetition, these new inputs penetrate into our robot subconscious, resulting in the creation of a new self-image. The art of visualization or mental simulation is not a new concept at all. It's been around since the beginning of time, because individuals have fantasized and acted out their whole life scripts in advance, just like a movie right from the beginning. During the past decade, the art of visualization has become more sophisticated, from a simple concept of positive thinking to a highly technical approach complete with computerized digital and video simulation games and programs. Current research confirms the incredible ability of the mind to achieve the currently dominant thought by instructing the body to carry out the vivid images of performance as if they'd been achieved before and are merely being repeated. One of the major reasons for many individuals failing to reach their goals is that they do not understand, and if they do, they're not willing to exercise the determination and self-discipline of practicing within when they're doing without.